when we hear about voluntary assisted dying, many of us think of possibly a country in Europe relatively distant from us. But a while back, it was actually legalized in both Western Australia and Victoria. So although it's not the first time we hear of it, it may be the first time a draft legislative bill receives support across political parties and many healthcare industries in New South Wales. The bill, which was drafted by Sydney Member for Parliament Alex Greenwich, will be introduced to Parliament late next month. This morning we are joined on the line by Mr. Greenwich. Welcome to The Daily, Alex.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Look, for many of us, death is unfamiliar and to some extent it's quite feared, obviously. Could you explain to us what this bill entails?
Sure thing. Well, this is a very conservative and compassionate approach to voluntary assisted dying, and it builds on successful legislation that's not only passed in WA and Victoria, but also Tasmania and South Australia, and is currently before the Queensland Parliament. This is a reform which will be accessible for people with a terminal illness in the last 6 months of their life, where their pain is intolerable, mm-hmm. or 12 months if they have a neurodegenerative condition. It will require two doctors to approve. Decision-making capacity will need to be assessed. Throughout the process, any medical professional will be able to consciously object from participating in it, and entities such as hospitals or aged care homes will also have the ability to not have to participate in the scheme. This is a reform that is about people who know they are going to die a cruel and ugly mm-hmm. death and want to instead have some control and dignity when they pass away.
Well, your draft legislation has received quite a lot of support from other parties, but also healthcare industries associated with hardships of disease and end-of-life care. Do you think it's because, as you've said, it's quite a conservative approach to voluntary assisted dying that you've received bipartisan support across the field?
You know, I think many people have a personal experience with a loved one who they know may have had a cooler death than should have been the case. We also know that there's large numbers of people with a terminal illness who, when they are confronted with the pain and suffering which they will endure, sadly decide to take their own life, and a number of first responders have to then deal with that, and that can be extremely traumatic. And that's one of the key reasons why the Paramedics Association, for example, mm-hmm. are supporting the, mm-hmm. the reform. So I think this is something which people understand. People know that, you know, sadly, there are diseases like motor neuron disease. There are cancers like advanced bowel cancer. We know those do not end well, and we know that we can provide people with dignity at the end of their life,
right,
rather than cruel, prolonged suffering.
So, look, obviously, we've talked about how much support you are receiving, but what's some of the backlash that you're facing at the moment?
Well, I totally respect that there will be opponents of this legislation. Mm-hmm. I know that there will be particularly conservative members of the parliament. There will be faith leaders like the Archbishop of the Catholic Church who will oppose the reform. You know, I respect that they have a different view to me, and that they have a different view to the majority of people in New South Wales. But my message to them is this reform is not about them. This reform is about people with a terminal illness who know how cruel and painful their death will be and want to instead replace that with dignity and control and compassion.
Can I ask, what's made you want to shine a light on this issue and to obviously be a game changer when it comes to voluntary assisted dying in New South Wales? What's brought your attention to it?
Look, I have long been a supporter of voluntary assisted dying, and now in every other state they have progressed with reform, and I strongly believe people in New South Wales deserve the same end-of-life choices, mm-hmm. the same end-of-life dignity as people in other states.
Why is New South Wales different in terms of, you know, it's been legalised in WA and it's been legalised in Victoria? Why are we any different?
New South Wales is a conservative state. I know that from some of the reforms which I have been championing previously,
right.
But I'm committed to working with my colleagues. This reform is too important to too many people to say it's, to put it in the too hard basket. I'm going to work with whoever it takes to get this passed through the Parliament.
Alex Greenwich, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thank you.
That was Sydney MP Alex Greenwich joining us, talking about his draft bill to legalise voluntary assisted dying in New South Wales.